Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Our Bible to from Genesis chapter 1. Praise the Lord. From Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. It talks about that it says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heaven and the earth. We discover that God has created so many things. Before he created man. He created so many things for man's benefit. Everything that will be useful unto man, God has created before he created man. And when we move down to verse 26, let somebody open, please. Praise the Lord. Let's stop at that 26 before we move forward. God created man and gave dominion over all what he has created. He gave man the power to rule over all what he has created. He gave man the opportunity to join him, to partake in ruling over all what he has created. By this reason, man became a king and we became priests. That is the purpose of God for creation of man. That was his determination. And by that time, he created Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 28 to 30. Praise the Lord. We can see that all things that God created is for our own good, for our own meat, for our own benefit. For us not to suffer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has given us that dominion. But most people do not know. Hallelujah. In Genesis 2:7. Hallelujah. God breathed his breath into man, and man became a living soul. God wants man to reign with him, to live with him, to fellowship with him. He wants man to have relationship with him, and he wants man to live forever. That was the purpose of God for man's creation. Hallelujah. And we can see this from Psalm 8, 3 to 9.
When I multiply thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars shall have ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou didst set him? For thou hast made him a living lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the heart of the sea. O Lord, our God.
How excellent is thy name. Hallelujah. That place has confirmed all what I've said. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God wants to be visiting man, to be having a relationship with man. You know, even in the garden, God used to visit Adam and Eve, and he used to relate with them. God still wants that thing to continue. And Adam and Eve have been in that relationship. they have been relating towards God. But unfortunately, Adam fell. So the fall of Adam is like when a man is on top of a tree and fell inside a pit or inside a well. You know that person inside well or pit will be like someone in darkness. He won't be able to see what is going on the land. So that was the image of what happened when Adam fell. But God did not like it. He still wants relationship. He wants to be relating with man directly. So, and because of this, Jesus came to reconcile man back to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like what John 3:16 said. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. God wants everlasting life for man. Because of that, Jesus came. Jesus came as a door to God Almighty. Praise the Lord. He came as a light to help us to walk on that path towards God. He came as the way unto God. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus came as an example unto man to follow. You know, and you know, Satan was already on the earth, and God doesn't want what's happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve to repeat itself. This is the main purpose why Jesus Christ came, to reconcile us back to God and to teach us what and what we need to do to remain in God. Welcome, sir. Welcome, Pastor Bello. My dear husband. Welcome, sir. Pastor Dancy. You are welcome. God bless you, sir. So, God came. Jesus came to teach us the way of righteousness, the way of goodness, the way of godliness unto God. He came to teach us who God is. He came to teach us what the kingdom of God is. He came to teach so many people, and he came to live the life as an example unto man, the kind of life to follow. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to John 10:9. Praise the Lord. There's no other way. There's no other door. There's no other means to go to God except through Jesus. He's the only door to God, Almighty. He's the only door to the Father. Then let's read John 9:5. Hallelujah. You know, man was already in darkness, and Jesus now came as a light. As a light to our path unto God. Praise the Lord. He came as the way. Let's read John 8:12 also. Still talking about the light. For us not to remain in darkness, for us not to walk in darkness, Jesus Christ came. And Jesus came because of the love of the Father towards man. Praise the Lord. Then John 14:6. Everything about God has been put in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the life of God. And that is the life Jesus has come to give unto man. He wants to reconcile us back to God. He wants to give us back that life that has been taken through the fall of Adam. That is the main purpose why Jesus Christ came. Praise the Lord. Because we are carrying the life of Jesus. We are carrying the life of Jesus, and the life of Jesus is the life of God Almighty. So, praise the Lord. Jesus, God doesn't want us to lose that life. It was said by Jesus in Mark 8:36 and 37, when Jesus Christ compared the riches the wealth, the glory of this world, he put them one side, and he put the soul of man, the life of man, on another side, and he discovered that the life of man is heavier and weightier than the glory of this world, than the riches of this world, and he doesn't want us to lose that life, the life of God that is in us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to give us life and not religion. He came to reconcile man back to God. He came to return the benefits man enjoyed in the Garden of Eden with God. He returned the fellowship with God unto man. Praise the Lord. Life of God was restored back unto man through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. From the teaching of Jesus Christ, we know who God is and who he himself is. He said, if you see him, you have seen the Father. He said, him and his the Father in heaven, they are the same. There's no difference. Praise the Lord. So because we have been given the life of Jesus Christ, that is why he said unto us that the kingdom of God is within us. Because Jesus, we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. So the life of Jesus the life of God is in us, so the kingdom of God is in us. Praise the Lord. Concerning the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, Jesus is the king. By the power and authority of God Almighty, he's ruling. Praise the Lord. He has the power of God, and the power of Jesus is the same. And the power of the Holy Ghost, the three are inseparable. We cannot separate them. They are the same. Awon Yoruba ni, awon ani meta lokun. They are three in one. It's Trinity. Praise God. So we cannot separate them. What is in God the Father is in the Son, and also is in the Holy Ghost. At the point of our salvation, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior, that seed was dropped into us. The seed, which is Jesus Christ, which is the power of the Holy Ghost, is dropped into us. It needs to germinate. It needs to grow. For the life of God in us to continue. For the life of God to be in us, and for we to be the carrier of that life. Praise God. You know, Pastor used to use these two poles as an example. That for example, if your salvation is starting from here, that salvation is not a static thing. If your salvation is starting from here, and this is where God Almighty is, or where Jesus Christ is, we want to acquire the maturity of Jesus Christ. That is our salvation. That is the profit of the salvation. We want to earn the divine nature of God. That is the profit of salvation. That is our inheritance. That is the purpose of salvation. That is the purpose of creation of man. So if we cannot say we came out for outer core and remain static. They used to say it. If you receive salvation, salvation must take certain things from you and give you some things. As a man, you will have your nature, and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, has his own nature. So, in salvation is a progress thing. It's not a static thing. You need to be moving. You need to be doing the walking. You need to just like what Pastor used to say. You want to move from this place to this place. You need walking. You walk. Then you need energy to do that walking. That energy is the power of the Holy Ghost that has been given unto us. So from the beginning, God has given us everything we need. to acquire him, to have him. But are we ready? Do we even know that this Holy Spirit has been given unto us? Do we even know that we need to nurture him and make him grow in us? According to Galatians chapter 5, from that 19, he mentioned few about the nature of man. The nature of man, which is our flesh. We are born with it. We inherited it from our biological fathers or mothers. But we want to drop those things and have the nature of God Almighty. This our nature will hinder us from entering into the kingdom of God. It will not even allow us to see, not to talk of entering. And God wants us in that kingdom. He wants us to be part of him. He wants us to reign with him. He wants us to be king over all what he has created, just like Jesus. We are here with Jesus Christ. This is the plan of God for man. And it must be fulfilled in our lives. God wants this promise to be fulfilled. So when, let's read verse 22 to 23. Hallelujah. If we have this fruit, it means we are already in the kingdom and we are living the life of the kingdom. We are carrying the image of God. He said in the beginning that he wants to create man according to his image, according to his nature. He wants someone to be like him. He wants man on the earth to live life like him. He wants man in the earth to hate sin and to love righteousness. Praise God. So when Jesus was going, he gave us Holy Spirit in his stead. He gave us Holy Spirit to take the work of Jesus Christ unto man in the earth. And we can see, according to John 14:26, Holy Ghost came to continue the teaching of Jesus Christ unto man. Holy Ghost came as another comforter. Jesus was the first comforter. So when he was going, Holy Ghost took over. For us not to miss that kingdom. For us to be partaker of that kingdom. So Holy Ghost took over. He taught us about he continued with the teaching that Jesus Christ has started. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. Hallelujah. He said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Holy Ghost is so knowledgeable that he can teach all things. There is nothing he cannot teach. He can talk of anything. Even if it's about cooking, for we women, he can teach. He teaches all things. He teaches us how to dress. In our career, he can teach us. Just name it. He's the best teacher. He's the best lecturer, sir. The best lecturer in the whole world. I'm an accountant. The Holy Ghost is the best accountant in the whole world. I can remember a time when I was preparing the final accounts of my ministry. You know, the final accounts, I prepared it up to November. And I was stuck for almost 2 weeks just because of one figure. I did not discover where the mistake came. Almost 2 weeks. I was carrying laptop all about from office to home. So it got to a time. I told my husband, I beg, I need to pray. Just help me to pray where this figure is. So I said, we prayed that night. We prayed very well. We did IVG. So as I slept, Holy Ghost just came to me and told me, that figure, you treated it as expenditure. And it's not yet expended. So immediately I got,
I got to office. I just brought out my laptop and I checked. Eh? So immediately I reversed. I did the normal thing. I did the correction and everything was balanced. And I could continue. I was stuck for almost 2 weeks. But when he came to me and talked to me, I was able to move forward. He teaches all things. He can teach us all how to dress. Sisters and brothers, he can teach us anything. He can teach us how to dress. If we really have him, he will teach us. There are so many, many funny dressings in the world now. They call it fashion. Some of them are not fashion. Like what Pastor said, it's madness. I don't know how someone, a woman, we wear a trouser, a jean, and that has been caught on the laps, and we'll be wearing it, a woman, a married woman, and they call it it's fashion. I don't think it's fashion. I told my hairdresser one day, and you are married, and you are wearing this kind of trouser. It's old girl. You know, a jean that has been well sewn, some people will buy it and go and use stone to cut it just because they want to dress, they want to be in vogue. I don't think it's fashion, no. It's not all hair dressing that is fashion. It's not all dresses that are fashion. So if we really have the Holy Spirit, he should be able to teach us, he should be able to tell us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At times, he will even tell us, but do we pay attention? Do we obey him? Can we even recognize his voice? It's another thing. Because of the level of our fellowship with him. The level of our fellowship with Holy Spirit matters a lot. For us to operate in the power of the kingdom. Our level of fellowship with Holy Spirit has to increase. There are some men of God, there are some people in the Lord that they relate with Holy Spirit just like friends. They will just be, yes, Lord. You just be, thank you, Lord. But some of us, we have not grown to that level. And God wants us to grow to that level. So this is the main reason why he sent us Holy Spirit. But are we making use of him? We need to make use of that Holy Spirit for us to be able to operate in the power. For Acts 1:8 says, we will receive the power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Most of us, after we receive the Holy Ghost, we believe we are blessed. We are born again. We are genuine. We do not struggle or strive to get the power. And that power is very, very important. God knows many things. He's our comforter. He knows that a time in the life of man will come as he came upon Jesus when he asked God, why have you forsaken me? A time like that will come. Then people call it hour of darkness, where it will be as if God does not exist again. Where a time that will be as if God doesn't answer prayer. It will come. Christianity is not about what butter and bread. It's not about drinking alone. But time of trials will come. But Holy Ghost has been sent unto us as comforter to uphold us. But we need him. We need to recognize when he's standing with us. Praise the Lord. We need to wrestle against principalities and powers of this world. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need his help. We cannot do any of these things with our own strength. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that has been given unto us from the beginning that will help us. We need him. Concerning the ministry gifts, it's the power of the Holy Ghost that will help us. We don't have any strength of our own. You are doing the teaching of, you are teaching the people of God, the word of God. You need the power from the beginning. to speak to you unto people. Are you a prophet? You need the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't need to rely on our own effort or on our own strength. We need to rely upon God. In our area of weaknesses, we need His help to help us. In our own area of strength, we still need Him. We need Him. We need to thank Him for strengthening us in that area. And we need more of His help. We need more of His strength. Praise the Lord. God has sent all what we need to stand in that kingdom. He has chosen us from the foundation of the world. Do we know? And how to stand, He has given us everything we need. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, just like Jesus. Jesus is the truth, is the way. So also Holy Spirit. There's nothing anyone can do. If Jesus cannot do anything without the power of the Holy Ghost, there's nothing any man can do without the power of the Holy Ghost. So we should rely on Him. We should pray for His help. And I know He will answer us in the name of Jesus. So the seed has been given unto us. Holy Spirit has been given unto us at the point of our salvation. We need to let Him grow in us. As He is growing in us, we are growing towards maturity. The maturity, the standard of Jesus Christ, which God wants for us. The nature of God, the divine nature. These are the things that will make us relevant in the kingdom. It will make us relevant. Praise God. I want us to go back to that Galatians. From 22. Is that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. If we do anything in the vineyard of God, if it's without love, it's nothing. We are nothing. If we have any gift, talk of any gift of God. If we don't have love, we are nothing. So the gift of God, the fruit of the Spirit, I can say is supersede the gift, the ministry gift. This is what makes God in us. And this is what people in the world are looking for in us. You know, people in the world do not read Bible these days. It is we, Christians, that they are reading. And we should be able to represent Him well, wherever we find ourselves. I know it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Myself and my husband, we were talking about issue. This morning, a woman was sent away. And another woman was brought in. That new woman that was brought in now died. They were not contemplating maybe they should go and bring that woman they have sent away. I told him, me, I will not agree. He now said, "Ibi ti Christianity no ti." So, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. He said, it means I do not forgive. It means I have unforgiving spirit. I was thinking with him, I said, is that unforgiving spirit? With that kind of treatment, eh? I was sent away. Somebody sent me away. He brought in another woman. That woman, now that, so I, Mulemi Olegbaru, he said, it means you are not yet a Christian. Mwa wolod, so, it's only God that can help us. We cannot do it by ourselves. So we need Him, we need the Holy Spirit, and it has been given unto us from the beginning, right from the point of our salvation. He has been given unto us. We should make use of Him. We should rely on Him. We should not depend on our effort, on our strength. In every situation, we need Him more. We need Him.
You really need him. Bible made us understand that without love, nobody will see. Nobody will see that kingdom we are talking about. Nobody will see. Not to talk of entering. So we should love. And Jesus Christ summarized all the Ten Commandments to this love. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. God will help us. In the name of Jesus. So God has given us the Holy Spirit to live our life, our personal life, to please him and to be able to live the life of godliness. He has given us this Holy Spirit. Let's make use of him. We should not depend on our strength. We don't have any strength. We don't have any effort to prove before him. Let's let him know that it's our own in all. He's the only one we need. He's the only one we have. Praise God. That verse says, joy, peace. You know, this is part of attribute of Holy Spirit. Long-suffering, gentleness. Somebody was talking about Holy Spirit concerning gentleness. He said, Holy Spirit is so gentle. You know, at times when the Holy Spirit God is talking to you, it's not blah, 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 just like Satan. You know, if you don't listen, you just go away. You just be looking at you. So we need to build ourselves to that level where we will hear him and understand his language when he talks, the way he talks. We need to build ourselves to that level. Praise the Lord. Meekness. Pastor used to tell us that meekness is not about gentleness, but they are different. He said, it's when you are teachable. They tell you this, yes, sir. And since it's according to the word of God, you just agree. You go with this. You don't say, no, you have another option. You are Mokawena. No. It's not, that's not cheating. Mokawe, I'm a graduate. Unicorn, no, it's beyond that. We have to be meekness. We have to show meekness. We have to be meek. Praise God. Temperance. Against such, there is no law. These are the things that are in Jesus Christ. And if you have that Jesus, and you are looking at him, you are looking at Jesus as your example. You are emulating him. You don't need 10 commandments again. But if you know you have not, the sacrifice of Jesus has not been received. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You need the 10 commandments. Then you go on and begin. But if we have Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, we have received him. We have accepted all what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, and we follow him as an example, according to the life he lived. We don't need any 10 commandments. We don't need it. We just look at ourselves. This thing that I did, if it is Jesus, can he do it? We will see that most times Jesus will not do it. So in such a case, we need to go and pray for forgiveness. God help me. I've missed it again. Don't help me. You know, as I was talking concerning that book of accounts, I could not move forward because the account, I worked this up from January to November, but I was stuck in the month of November for 2 weeks. I could not move forward because the account did not balance. So I could not go to December. I could not do further work. So just like Pastor Danso used to say, that he used to look for 100%. That why can't he get 100%? We should look for how to get 100% in the account of God. We should look at our lives on a daily basis and make sure that the account of our life is balanced. It has to be balanced. That is what will make us relevant.
we are not yet there. Me as a person, I'm not yet there. I need the strength of God. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. And we are in the year of the power. And I know that power will be manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. The power will move us forward. We cannot do it all alone. We need Him. We need the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Romans 12, 2. Let me start from 1. I beseech you, dear brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is our reasonable service. We should present our body as a living sacrifice unto God. And we should not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. We are in this world, but we are of God. There are so many things in this world that can take us away from God. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, He will keep us standing in Him. And the power has been given unto us. Let's make use of Him. Praise God. But be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that He may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The acceptable and perfect will of God is living His life, a life that is pleasant unto Him, not a life of sin. That is kind of life that is acceptable unto God. To renew our mind, as we are doing the walking, as I said, to the maturity of God, there are certain things we need to be dropping. As we are dropping all these things, our mind is being renewed. There is no sin that does not come from our hearts. There is no sin that is spontaneous, just like Pastor used to tell us. There is no sin that is spontaneous. It has to come from our hearts, from our mind. But if our heart is renewed, if our mind is renewed, it will be things of God that will be coming out of it, and nothing of sin. So our heart, our mind need to be renewed on a daily basis by the power of the Holy Ghost that has been released into that heart at the point of our salvation. Praise God. Yeah, we are part of His kingdom. We are part of the cabinet of the government of God Almighty in His own kingdom. We should realize that. We are to do things that will populate that kingdom, not things that will pull it down. Not things that will pull it down. Some of us at times, the way we behave, if even unbeliever, if this woman can behave this way, It used to happen. God will help us on the way we live our life, concerning how to live on a daily basis. We should live for Him. We should live our life for Him. That, like that song that used to say, take my life and let it be consecrated unto you. Let's consecrate our lives unto Him. Let's live for Him. Let's live for Him and Him alone. For us to live in Him alone, we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the power of the kingdom. God will help us in the name of Jesus. I want us to always pray for this power. Praise God. There is this song. I love this song so much. It's in Yoruba. It used to say, mi o le da se o, mi o ma le da se o, emi mi mo o, wa ran mi lowo o. I pray that Holy Spirit will help us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I celebrate you, man. Can we appreciate her? God bless you. Amen. She didn't come to share Rev. And I have Revs here. Praise God. I've been jotting down secondary illumination. Now I've been working on a book, and some of the things she shared is going back into my book. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. She spoke about Jesus coming to teach us the way of the kingdom. You know, in that, well, am I permitted to share some of the things in my book? I hope you will not. You will not go. You will not say, yeah, about that one. Praise God. But let me just say something. She said something about Jesus coming to us the way, you know, and to return us back to God. There is something about the kingdom that I don't know whether others will talk about it. Is that component called light? That component called light. What drives the whole mechanism, or the whole everything called the power of the kingdom is light. Because if you read in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, it was in the beginning, praise God. And the Bible says, and that Word is the light of the world, and that light shineth in darkness, and darkness till today. In fact, till eternity, darkness will never, never find an answer. So anything that is against us actually operates on the principle of darkness. And if you want to fight darkness, it's not seven-day prayer. It's actually light technology. Understand the technology of light and unleash it, and everything will fall in place. Praise God. And that was the second illumination. And I thank you, ma'am, for speaking along that line in Jesus' name. She said Jesus became the king. Yeah, that's another part that I've been struggling with this afternoon. I was telling Sister Mercy that nothing is coming. I have this idea about that, but the thing just no flow. But as you spoke, I judged certain things down about Jesus becoming the king. How did he become a king? Praise God. And all that entails becoming a king. For me, that was massive. Amen. Then I liked her testimony. I liked that test. 2 weeks of struggle. I've come to understand by reason of my own experiences that if you don't ask, you don't receive. You can cry, say, God, did you not see me struggling? It's not under any obligation to respond. Because they have stated clearly, ask. But you see, the truth is that we are too proud. We are too proud. How can I bother God? I can solve the problem. I can handle this matter. And then you struggle and struggle. After a while, we're going to need them all gone. It doesn't take anything away from God. Praise God. I misplaced my charger. Now, I had 4 chargers. It's now 3. One got missing. The truth, I never asked Holy Ghost, where is it? Up to today, me will bury. I just assumed that somebody who needed it better than me has taken it. Now, brethren, don't steal. Welcome, I'm Muloni. Don't borrow, welcome, Muloni. Praise God. Amen. So I just categorized that. But when the second one left, I quickly complained to Sheye and whoever cared to hear. The second one is missing, you know. I can't find it. I told everybody. You know where I found it? It was actually on my table. Praise God. My mind just went there and that's what I'm looking for now. I said, thank God. So I found that, you see, when you are in need, may the Holy Ghost, praise God. We will leave very early today because we are running on, am I correct? Happy New Year's. Praise God. I appreciate him. Amen. I've not seen you since you graduated. It's nice to see you again. But we are leaving this evening because we don't know when light will go. We are not on generator. We are on NEPA. Very unlike them. They returned it when we needed it. Isheoluwa knew. testimony new. I'm very sure that Lujah is still must have prayed, say, Lord, do something. Left to thank God, we'll be in darkness. Praise God. So what was I saying? A testimony. 2 weeks of struggles, 2 weeks of frustration. And she now humbled herself to ask, Lord, intervene. And see where the Lord came in the dream. You added what you should not have. You carried the expenditure, you have not expended two weeks. I don't know accounting, but I have an idea. The money you have not spent, you don't carry it to the place you have spent it. Even that, EFCC will carry you. for say you spend money you did not spend. That is false reporting. Glory to God. So and then she said something about our behavior and the things we... funny enough, I was discussing this with some people today. Some of us, we argue. It doesn't matter, does not matter. You can't prove it in the Bible. That I and my son argued over wine. Say some ministers drink wine. So what's my problem? More or less, that's what he said. He said, they didn't write it like that. Do you understand? I'll send the coffee. Praise God. It's looking as if it wants to rain. Praise God. The water is changing, so we have to go. I'm going in the next 3 minutes. By God's grace. Say, ministers drink wine and all that and all that. I said, you want to arm wine? I borrow wine, let me marry. He said, doesn't matter, but they also have anointing. And these are the same ministers who won't drink beer. Share, follow me. In case you don't know, beer is 4% alcohol. Some of those red wine, you say, it's good for your heart. Satan is going to a fire. Say, it's good for your heart. Who told you? Where did you get the... I don't know which medical school they went to. You say, red wine is good for your heart. Red wine, some of them are about 12% alcohol. So what is the justification? Some 16, thank you, sir. If I put beer, stout, lager, King Beswadu, I can't touch it, hallelujah. But you have not, something is wrong with your heart. Many people are dishonest. They want to do something, they will find excuses to do it. No amount of reasoning will get through to them. So they will not even ask Holy Ghost. If they just want to ask Holy Ghost, they're just asking Holy Ghost, but just to say, Holy Ghost didn't tell me. Holy Ghost didn't tell me. So, did you ask Holy Ghost? So, what we have to understand that there are certain things that as leaders, like I told us before, that they are not spelled out in the Bible. For example, there's nowhere in the Bible that says, thou shalt not smoke. Did you read it in your Bible? Even the one pastor, that's like exemplified. Did you read it there? Or the message, you like the message translation? I didn't find it there. But the leadership said no. Praise God. Am I communicating? They said no, and it is no. Now if the leadership said, this type of behavior is not right. This type of dressing is not right. It's wrong to be arguing because those things are not explicitly declared. The leadership said that is what you should do. When you start arguing, you are stepping into a very dangerous line of rebellion. And so you have to be very careful. Praise the Lord. Oh, you can say, hey, Pastor, that's how you like it in church, I will come like that. Keep on conform. Then when I go outside, I do as I like. You are an hypocrite. Did you hear what I said? Hypocrite. You are like this here. You go there. When you get to Rome, you behave like the Roman. When you get to Jerusalem, you behave like Israelite. I'm sorry for you. Satan and angels will meet in your location. Satan said, it's my property. Angels say, it's my property. And they'll be fighting, and they will not know who exactly has the property. God will be telling you that they fight on your head. You know, where two elephants fight? Worst of us. So when the two entities, the angel and the, you're not finding it funny actually. I can say that. Praise God. But don't let them fight over your life. It's not necessary. You know, there was a story I read of a smart man during the Civil War, American Civil War, who was trying to dodge drafting. He didn't want to fight. So when he comes across the North American army, he will wear their uniform. So understand? When he leaves that place and he meets the Southern army, he will change and wear the Southern army. Praise God. So you understand? So that's how he was getting away. One day, he now got to a place where the two of them were fighting. So he had the jacket of the so both of them, he died very well. They killed him very well. So sometimes you cannot afford. Christ, if you want to be hot, be hot. If you want to be cold, be cold. Don't stay in between. There's no in between in this battle. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And every other thing about the Holy Spirit. Basically, the driving power of the kingdom is the Holy Spirit. I'm trusting God that other ministers will come and will expand on this. And if they don't, I know Pastor Billy will take it up. Praise God. Because his wife that said it, that preached it. Praise God. I'm not making it exclusively slow. Praise God. Because we can never exhaust the revelation about the Holy Ghost. We can never. Those who were born before us, I did not finish it. Paul, them that wrote it, did not finish the revelation of the Holy Ghost. So what makes you think you can finish it? We can't finish it. Praise God. Once again, can we appreciate Mommy Bello? Can we appreciate her? Thank you very much, man. Is it not more than that? Could you know, Lord? One day you come and do 3 hours. Eh? Could you hello? Amen. Any first timer in church today, you are here for the first time. I want to appreciate your coming. Any second timer? Oh, praise God. Ah. You arrive when we are about to finish. Praise the Lord. You are welcome. Amen. You just came in when we are about to finish. I promise I want to round off soon. No, so we're discussing. I hope you will come tomorrow. We have a fasting and praying tomorrow. Praise God. And we are trusting God for divine favor. All of us need favor. Lest I say you need favor. Me, God, I need favor raised to power N. Where N is an integer that goes from, is it zero? To infinity. Praise God. I need it plenty. And I think you also need it. So we start tomorrow. We pray on Thursday. We pray on Friday. And we'll be here for 5:45. Can we take our offerings? Can we take our offering? Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. It's been a great night. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this evening. We appreciate you for what you have done for us. We pray, Father, that you will accept our persons and our offerings in the name of Jesus. Let your name be magnified. Thus we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. I will share the announcement. I think every other program will hold this weekend. The departmental programs, we're going to have it. The youth meeting holds next week, Friday, by 5:30 p.m. Can you put your hands together? Youth meeting, that includes both brothers and sisters. Praise God. I guess then we're going to have Easter retreat. It starts, I just saw PA and I was assuming August. Okay. What did you write here? April 2nd, Easter retreat. Pastor Dansu, please, is Futa still doing their exams? They put exam on 2nd. I will send message. Eh? It's a public holiday now. That's the time Jesus died now that we're going to follow him to... Eh? Abi? You not follow him to Galilee? Abi, did he die in Galilee? We don't follow to Golgotha. Thank you, Pastor. We must follow him to Golgotha. There's no exam. Tell them, tell your footer people, there's no exam. They can come postpone it. Say Tuesday. Praise the Lord. We have to. Public holiday now. Federal public holiday. Anyway, amen. Praise God. Can you pray for yourself? Can you ask that the Lord will give you that heart that will be responsive to the Holy Spirit? We need that heart that will be responsive to the Holy Spirit. The heart that will not be proud. The heart that will not be self-sufficient. That is the nature of the flesh. The flesh is self-sufficient. The flesh does not need God. The flesh can handle her affairs. That is the default response of the flesh. The flesh does not need God. The flesh can build a city for itself. That is what the flesh does. The flesh determines what he needs. It determines what he wants. It determines what is good for him or her. That is the workings of the flesh. But he that is yielded to the Holy Spirit will yield. He will yield to the Holy Ghost. It takes a lot of workings. It takes a lot of dealings of God to bring us there. Father, that was what we learned from Jesus. The Bible says, who through the sufferings he suffered, he learned obedience. He learned to be obedient to God because Jesus had to also learn how to obey. He had learned how to obey. We must learn to be obedient. Can you pray and ask God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be obedient. Help me, Lord, to learn how to follow the Spirit. We must learn how to follow the Spirit. We are going to be part of this kingdom. If we are going to, we have to learn how to walk in love. We have to learn to walk in love. Love is not the way Hollywood prints it. Love is not the way the world paints it. It's not like that. Love is difficult. Love is difficult. Love is difficult. Without God, you can't walk in love. Without God helping you, you cannot abide in love. This is a challenge, and we are asking God, help me to walk in love. Help me to put away my natural propensities. Help me to put away my natural responses. Help me to stop, Lord, relying on my human intellect. Help me to walk in love. This is the hallmark. This is the hallmark of the kingdom. Love and light are synonymous. They walk together. If you walk in love, you are walking in light. If you walk in the light, you are walking in love. They walk together. You cannot separate the two of them. This is what generates power. That's what generates power. That the Bible tells us that darkness has not found a solution to it. It is God that walketh in you and I both to will and to do. Lord, walk in me. Walk this in me, my Father. Walk these dealings in me. Help me to be able, Lord, to desire and to walk in the reality. Even if it's going to be painful to me, help me to do it. Help me to do it. Help me to do what is right in your sight. It is about God's sight. It's about what God wants, not what people will think. People may say, no, it does not make sense. But if that's not what God wants, then that's not what God wants. Lord, help me. I want to also pray for yourself that as men read you, as people read you, you'll be a proper, you'll be the accurate interpreter of the will of God. Pray that God will help you to be the accurate interpreter. That they will look at you and they will accurately interpret God. They will accurately interpret God. They will accurately interpret God. Because the truth, like she said, people don't have time to read Bible. You are the one they are reading. Lord, help me in my mannerism. Help me in my speech. Help me in my dressing. Help me in my interactions to be your representative, accurate representation of who you are. Jesus came to represent God. Everything he did was what God would have done in the flesh. He did not miss one point. Lord, help us. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Tomorrow we are going to start the fasting and praying. Can you ask God, Lord, give us strength. and inspire faith in our hearts in Jesus' name. Can we talk to the Lord? Lord, give us the strength. Inspire faith in our hearts to believe you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.